my favorite times of the month is when James McKinney comes on. We're continuing our discussion with the Tier 1 scientist taught at Cornell. A couple disciplines, not just one course, a couple disciplines. JMCCSCI.com is his website. He is he's written a really groundbreaking book with numbers and algorithms and things. I don't even understand the book. I mean, but trust me, it from what I can tell, from what people are telling me, this is a big leap forward in this arena. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that today. He's also worked on wing generator, generating power from the wind. A new way to do it. We hear about this renewable energy. I see all these windmills everywhere, and none of them are spinning, and they're not doing anything, or they're killing all the bird, or whatever. It's just a joke. It costs more to run it than it did to the power it produces. You know, you've heard all the stories. Well, this is something different. We're going to talk about other current events too, but I want to spend a good bit of time talking about this wing generator. And so, James, give us you've mentioned this before, but get us back up to speed just very quickly. What is the wing generator? And then let's go into some specifics about maybe me. I filled out a questionnaire, and then we'll just go and talk about it, and we'll go from there.
Yes, Daniel, the wing generator, it was grown out of a study I did back in the early 2000s. It was a private company in the bioenergy industry. And so I did this study, overall energy study for Xcel Energy up in the Midwest. And this was not procured by Xcel Energy. I did it to analyze their inefficiencies in their distribution network for electrical power. And I was aghast at how horrific it was. You get down to about 20% of the energy that's expended in a nuclear or coal or gas-fired power plant, about 20% of that actually goes into electricity. The other 80% goes right into the atmosphere. And so it's a tremendously inefficient process. But then also they asked me to do a study on alternative energy, which in the early 2000s meant either hydro or the burgeoning three-blade wind turbine industry or solar. And so I did a physics analysis of these and determined that they, first of all, they don't work. Second of all, they would never in a million years, even at extremely low cost, they would never replace the central power company. And then I looked at who was producing these. It was General Electric and Siemens were the big pushers of this industry to get government subsidies, etc. And so the end result of the study was that this was a scam. It was designed to get government subsidies and to create an industry, the alternative energy industry, that would not work and would not threaten the central power companies. So I sat down, being an engineer, and I wrote a functional specification, which is, what should a energy system be? And I immediately eliminated solar. Solar will never, ever be a dominant form of alternative energy.
Why?
Because okay, you go to the winter in the northern and southern hemispheres, nighttime, with the best solar conditions, you will get about 4 hours, what they call solar hours per day. So you have to build this massive solar array, 7 times bigger than what you need just to run your current load. And then you have to have batteries, massive, massive battery banks or storage banks of some kind, compressed air or whatever your storage de jure is. And so it simply won't work. It simply won't work. Solar panels only last about 10 years and then they have to be replaced. So it's an industry that just never should have ever been there in the beginning. So it's the only reason it's there is through government subsidies.
Let me interject. I don't want to get too diverted, but one of the main stories, in fact, the first story we talked about today or second, GE just defaulted, basically, or stopped all their payments for 20,000 pensioned employees. They stopped it. They don't have the money. They don't have the liquidity. We've heard rumors that GE was gutted. This goes to what you're saying. Did they use GE, or was GE used as a kind of a front for this scam so they could get all the government subsidies and basically gut the company and keep the liquidity with this scam going long enough to where they can offload all responsibility? I mean, it kind of fits together.
Yeah, and the other thing is just briefly, all of the we now see PG&E today in California, over a million people will not have electricity, and they won't know when it's coming back. This is in the San Francisco Bay Area. PG&E is simply telling them we cannot produce electricity for you, and they're using the false fire threat baloney as an excuse. But no, these companies are literally gutted, and that's the fires is a front. But these companies are deeply indebted over nuclear power, and so they're going bankrupt. They can't maintain the nuclear power plants. They don't have the money to decommission them, and so they're shifting the load, so to speak. Other companies, like down in the southeast, are putting in vast amounts of solar panels or three-blade wind turbines, like out in Southern California, and they simply don't work. So it's an investment, but they don't put it on the books that way. They shift the debt to make it look like they have increased expenses, or in the case of PG&E, increased debt due to the fires. But it's all funny business. But they're literally mismanaged, and all, literally every electric company in the U.S. is going to be bankrupt within 2 years. XL Energy went to the state of Minnesota last year, the government, the legislature, and asked for $2 billion to maintain two defunct, overaged nuclear plants, one at Prairie Island and one at Monticello. In the state of Minnesota, laughed at them and said, we don't have $2 billion to give you a private facility. And the whole private industry, the Public Utility Commission game, it used to be publicly regulated, and now they're private companies with the facade of a PUC overseeing their finances, which they don't. It's just a big scam.
All right, let me be clear. You just said that all major electric companies throughout the country, especially the ones connected to nuclear power, they're going to be bankrupt in the next few years.
Yeah, they all are connected to nuclear power. They all are indebted to nuclear power. And so then we have the problem of nuclear waste, which is horrific. Nobody's talking about what can we do with this waste. They have to keep generating electricity to cool the storage tanks, and nobody's talking about that. The more they use nuclear, the more they have to cool the fuel, and it's an increasing electrical debt. And if you ever stop doing it, those babies are going to melt down and start polluting enough to kill the whole planet. The whole planet
We can see that from Fukushima, just what that one plant did. Okay, we got
all
a little.
Leaking. All of them are leaking. Anyway,
we're getting off track, but it's very important information. Really underlies why this discussion is so important. All right, let's get back to the wind generator, because this is a solution here.
So anyway, in the early 2000s, I sat down and I wrote a functional specification, something that engineers don't do anymore. They just go build something and throw it out there and sell it, whether it works or not. So anyway, I said, okay, what does a wind system have to be? My one criteria was it had to be a system that could replace all of the energy sources in the world, including petroleum, going to electric cars, to replace all the electric, to convert to electricity for all of our energy needs without using batteries. And so this is a huge, huge undertaking. And it's very important to understand that you have to do this without requiring batteries. So that gets rid of solar. Wind is the only system that can do it. And then I did wind studies, and people say, like Trump will say, well, what happens, honey, if the wind doesn't blow? Can't watch TV tonight. Well, that's not true, because the way they've implemented wind is they put a little bit here, they put a little bit there, and then they call that distributed energy. When I wrote a book in 2009, on this whole topic, and it's still out there available today, and I predicted everything that's happening today. But I did a study on the national wind in the United States, and it's constant. There's always wind blowing someplace. And so what you do is you overbuild, and with a system that works, and that's the wing generator. It's a system that was designed for all the things it had to be. The heavy equipment is on the ground. It is very efficient. The three-blade wind turbine is a joke. It was, by the way, designed by NASA back in the 70s, and the wind blows right through it. If you look at a three-blade wind turbine, 3% of the wind hits those blades.
Well, that's what I always thought. It's like, how, that's not catching any wind. What is this? I see is that they're still. I mean, some of them will move and then some of them are still. That's all I see when I see these farms.
They don't work. And that's the whole point. I interviewed one time, literally, I think I hosted the Power Hour one time, and I hosted a guy, had my guest was Charles Ortel. He was at the time, been hired by Germany to study the Clinton Foundation, which was bribing countries and officials of foreign countries for Siemens, which is a German company. That's the German version of General Electric, because Siemens and GE were bribing through the Clinton Foundation leaders of foreign countries to install solar and three-blade wind turbines. And they got a big kickback for it. And this, they finally were suing, the German government was doing antitrust to Siemens and General Electric in Germany. But anyway,
James, do you think if Trump called Germany and asked them, if that was true or not, that he'd get impeached for asking that question?
Yeah, right.
For just daring
the foreign leader.
Yeah, just daring to ask if there was something fishy going on. I digress. Sorry.
And she's bought and paid for a world pawn. Yeah. So anyway. But
I just had to ask that.
Yeah, and then the other little fun fact is that GE and Siemens' core business is building big equipment for the central power companies. So this whole scam of alternative energy was propounded by GE and Siemens and other companies, putting a product out there, getting government subsidies, and sucking all of the money out of the alternative energy industry. And now what's happening is when finally people wake up and go, hey, this stuff doesn't work, they go, oh, darn, we got to go back to nuclear power. That's what's going on now. Mm. So GE wins in the end, and this has always been a scam. This has been a scam from day one. Okay, so get back to the wing generator. What I did is I invented a wind system that works. It's based on the principle of the jet engine. It uses it's hundreds of factors that go into this design, and it works. It's very efficient, and it can with, now just get these numbers. A single 100 megawatt wing generator, which we can build these very large. I have the engineering studies already done. We can build these large enough to replace nuclear and coal power plants. And if you put them around the country, you overbuild, you can literally run the entire country with wind. And so that.
Well, stop right there. I mean, what you're saying is, one, I start to fear for your life when you say things like this because of the special interest that you're offending here. Two, even more so, what you're saying is beyond revolutionary. And, you know, American economically, our economy, we are looking for a transformational product. We are looking for a transformational energy thing. That would be ideal. Can we have a transformational energy project in America? Of all the things that could possibly come up, this is like the thing and set America apart from the rest of the world. Obviously you've been in contact with representatives or government. I mean, what has been the response? Do they look at you crazy? Do they put you in a box? Don't want to even, do they ignore you? What? Because this is, I mean, I'm not even in the industry and my mouth is watering just listening to you.
Well, the politicians have bought the lie, hook, line, and sinker. And they talk about green energy. Then you have big companies like Siemens and General Electric, and then you have fake organizations like the American Wind Energy Association or the Canadian Wind Energy Association or any other country that you pick. trying to promote this stuff, you have the Democrats pushing the Green New Deal, which they want to spend $30 trillion on technology that's defunct, it doesn't work, and it's going to be obsolete in 10 years. The solar panels only last 10 years. And so they don't even know what they're doing. But GE loves this because it guarantees that the central power company should never be threatened. Another little issue here is who controls the voltage. By default, the central power companies have always controlled the voltage. There's no reason for this to be that way. You should have the control of voltage at the location at your house, and you already do this. I bet you $1 million everybody listening has a UPS or some kind of voltage surge protection in their house because the central power cannot control the voltage. They do a terrible job of it, but by default, they control the voltage. In my system, the voltage on the grid is variable, and the control of the voltage happens at the house or at down the block or at some location very close to the end user. And that's what a true distributed energy is. Now, immediately the alternative energy industry took over my word distributed energy, and as they do with everything, they bastardized it and changed it to mean, oh, this little pocket of wind generators over here or this little 10,000-acre solar farm over there. That's not distributed energy, the way I defined it. Distributed energy means you have very carefully selected your wind sites so that you can power the entire United States all the time without batteries. So anyway, that's that's the core issue. Okay, so the wing generator is a design that has all the properties that a wind system must have to power our country. Now, we can make these in sizes small enough for your farm or ranch, all the way up to big ones that'll replace nuclear power plants, and everything in between. Small cities, islands. Islands are a perfect example of a place that needs wind power. They have tremendous amount of wind, day, night, and they could benefit by having basically free electricity from the wind. And so your question is, what has been the response? It's been one of kind of like deer in the headlights. People don't know. I'm slowly working into this, but I've had investors come online that were there. We had a, probably about 10 years ago, we had a facility on the west coast of Mexico. We were going to put in the first large wing generator system. And the financiers were a company that had big investments in electric buses in Brazil. One night they disappeared. They just from funding me, and I couldn't get a hold of them. Excuse me. It was very clear that somebody got to them, said, "You're not going to do this." They maintained their bus company. They still have their bus company. I'm slowly working through this. 2 years ago, I entered an international competition called the X Prize, and I won the 2018 Technology Innovation Achievement Award for the X Prize out of 98 international companies, combining the energy source of the wing generator with my machines that extract water from the air. But anyway, the situation now is we're marketing the smaller ones, what I call small. They're 2 to 250 kilowatt models of the wing generator. And there's sizes of 2 kilowatts, 3, 5, 10, 25, 50, 100, and 250 kilowatts. These are currently available to sell for co-ops, for farms and ranches, or for small ranches and farms.
So if somebody's listening, you know, they may have a use for this where they want to go to their farm or ranch or whatever. Maybe we got about 2 minutes before the break. on the other side, let's have a discussion. You know, what are the factors? What should people be thinking about? Why should they call you? Why should they look into the, that kind of thing? Does that make sense?
Yeah, Daniel, you filled out the questionnaire that I send out to people, so we'll go through your example.
Okay,
to show what it takes.
Okay, good. Let's do that. We got about, again, a minute and a half before the break. I don't want to cut you off on something important. Is this, how can I put this? I mean, what you're saying is, this is revolutionary, groundbreaking. If everything you told me is true, I have no reason to doubt it. Because of the person you are, what you've done in your life and your career, you're not just somebody, you know, working in their garage, but not that I'm discounting somebody working in the garage. I mean, you are a tier one scientist who's worked at the highest levels of NASA, government all over the world. And you're saying this, I mean, everybody listening now should, from my perspective, their ears should be perking up. They should be, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable. Am I overreacting? Am I exaggerating? Am I right on?
No, this is very important. And, Daniel, all I do every day is work on this. And it's very difficult to get the ears of politicians and people who could just click their finger and say, make this go. I mean, we could have a Manhattan-sized project. Within 10 years, we could have the entire country running off the wind. This could have happened 10 years ago. And so there's a lot of resistance and a lot of ignorance. Overcoming ignorance is a tremendously difficult thing where people are just so maleducated that they cannot take something. A lot of people go, wow, this is the solution, but then they don't know what to do. You have the big companies in the back pockets of government officials and trying to get their piece of the alternative energy pie. You have huge installations going in, you know, very expensive installations that don't work.
Well, there's the break. There's the music. I think appropriate. The name of the song is Starlight that you're hearing right now. It's by Muse. They're most famous for that song, Uprising, but Starlight, talking to James McCanny, star expert, Electric Universe, now Wing Generator. You're listening to The Power Hour. Stay tuned. JMCCSCI.com, ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Mall, or the Power Hour, sponsored by the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Last hour, if you've been listening this whole time, I told a story about my wife. And if you think I'm just talking about these products, we use these products whenever we go on trips. I mean, I can't even remember a trip that I've taken over the last so many years where we didn't either have one of these three, lamb cream or Helon, the clay, the bentonite clay, Perrier clay, or, oreganol, or all three. It just happened this last trip this weekend, my wife and I took, we had all three. And boy, was it lucky we did. My wife got bit by a brown recluse spider. Her foot was, nasty looking. And like, oh my gosh, what do you do? Immediately, we knew what to do. We didn't go to a doctor, didn't do anything. She looked up oregano, has a lot to do with neutralizing venom. We began to put oregano on it. It started to hurt a lot. She couldn't walk. Her foot started to swell. We put the oregano on it. Then we started to pound the clay. Oh, we put a little lamb cream on it too. Lamb cream and then clay. And then clay and then clay and oregano. And she started to pound oregano under her tongue. And her foot is starting to go. It's been, what, like 4 days now? Three, 4 days? Her foot is going back the other way. There's no the necrosis. It's looking good. It's blistering up. All the infection is coming back into one spot. It's not spreading. It was spreading when it first started. And it's just unbelievable. These products are life-changing, and the people that we have on and the guests that talk about this and the ingenuity and the creativity of, Ron Sally, having a dream and waking up and knowing how to make Helon and the lamb cream, just knew how to make it. And then people, how does it work, Ron? I don't know. I have no idea. I just had a dream and I put it together, and all these miracles people are, seemingly miracles people are having. I mean, these are the type of products that we have over at the Power Mall. The clay, been sitting there for 1,000 years under this zeolite protected pocket, unlike any other bentonite clay. Specifically, and the things that it does, and Perrier and her experiences, and the oregano. Every time I think of oregano, I think of Cass Ingram on the side of a mountain, chasing off a goat, fighting him for oregano bushes or something. It's hilarious. We have a lot of sales over the Power Mall. There's something there, I can pretty much promise you, that you would benefit from, and the, or you know somebody that would benefit from. Of course, all the Global Healing Center, all the North American Urban Spice, and all the Good Health Naturally products are on sale. Strauss Heart Trust, Wayne Elliott will be here tomorrow. That's on sale. And thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, and what have you. That's what keeps us here. So give us a call. Also, Christmas is coming up. Now, I said this before. I'm going to say this every so often here. So you know, December kills us. And I understand y'all are not thinking about vitamins and things like that, or you're not listening because you got family and what have you. Thanksgiving and Christmas kill us for sales. I mean, it really hurts us bad. So please think about giving gifts from the Power Mall. Think about just giving us a cash donation. You know, even, you know, if everybody gave $5, think about if everybody gave $5 or everybody gave $20, that would help us get through and actually help us expand. So think about that as the holidays come up. Give a gift to the Power Hour. We appreciate it. We use it. We bring people like James McCanny and the great information that we have. Think about how it's changed your life and the value in it. So please value it accordingly, and please support us accordingly. As you always have, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. ThePowerHour.com. And you're welcome, because I know that you're saying thank you back for all the things that we've done for you. So thank you, and you're welcome. 877-817-9829. Talking to James McKinney, we're talking about the wing generator. We've gone into detail. Fantastic interview with James. This has been extremely interesting and informative. Now let's get into some of the specifics. Obviously, venturing the hurdle, climbing the hurdle that is government involvement in this may be too steep right now, but a big surge of independent of usage, independent adoption, I think could change this. I think that's probably your stepping stone to really getting adoption is just go straight to the people, and then it will, everybody will see how good it works. So he has a questionnaire if people are interested in. I filled out one the best I could, and now we're going to kind of go over it and, you know, back and forth. You can kind of see this process, and maybe it'll help you for see if you're interested where you are or if you know somebody. So I don't know where you want to go with this, James, but go ahead. I'm here. Ask me whatever. Let's go.
Okay, Daniel, what we do is we have a questionnaire and we send it out to people. And if here's the thing, if you want to be off grid or if you want to be independent or if you simply want an extra source of power, say on your farm or ranch, you have a remote location, you know, and your power goes down, or say you have a shop where you're doing welding and you're paying a lot of money for electricity. And something like that, let's say, and you're in a fairly good windy area, you know, then the wing generator could be beneficial and have a very good payback, maybe as little as 2 years, as maybe 5 to 7 years on average. But let's take Daniel's case here. He read his electric bill, and they show that they're using around, I'll use round numbers here, about 1.7 kilowatts. About 1,700 kilowatt hours per month. And so if you multiply that times 0.1, which is the average cost of a kilowatt hour, then he's spending about $170 a month on his electric bill, maybe $200 with other fees. Is that about right, Daniel?
It's a little less than that. We're in a co-op, so we got a little better deal, but
you're somewhere in that ballpark. Okay, so anyway, that's his electric usage. Then we asked, do you have three phase pumps for example, like for wells or for other things? Do you have, like, is it a farm where you have 200 head of milk cows that you're milking every day?
We have two dogs. We don't have any cows. We have two dogs.
I'm just giving an example of what somebody else might have.
Now we do have a well.
Okay, so there you have something where there's a surge current. When that well pump turns on, it might use, it might be a 5-horsepower pump. But when it surges, it can use as much as twice that amount in electricity. So we have to size the inverters that go along with the system large enough to accommodate surge currents. And you might have two or three pumps going at one time. We're working with people that have like co-op ranches or farms where they produce a lot of pumps of crops, etc. They have pumps for irrigation, and these are big, big water pumps, you know. So we have to accommodate the amount of energy using how many of these will be running at one time. I'm just giving examples. So mm-hmm. we have to analyze your electric usage. Okay, so just say that you're an average house like Daniel. You're using 1,700 kilowatt hours per month. Now, a kilowatt hour is if you took 1,000 watt light bulbs, that's a kilowatt, and you ran that for 1 hour, that's a kilowatt hour. And you would pay about 10 cents. Some places, if you're on an island, you might be paying as much as 45 cents for that 1 kilowatt of energy.
Whoa.
And so anyway, that's where the wing generator really comes in for people who are paying a lot or they're out at the end of the electric line. And all of these remote energy sources are running into financial problems. They cannot put in more infrastructure as the population grows, and the people out there are hurting. So this is prime time for the wing generator to come along at all levels, from the very small ones up to the big ones. But back to you, Daniel. Okay, so you use about 2.3 kilowatt hours on average. So every hour you're burning the equivalent of energy of 23 100 watt light bulbs. Mm-hmm. You're about 1.8 the national average. And mm-hmm. so anyway, now how do we spec this? Okay, so speccing out a system for you, you would probably you would need minimally a 5 kilowatt generator head based on average wind speed. So if you have good wind speed, you could pretty much replace your electric bill with a 5 kilowatt system, and then
So with that average, so you're saying that I'm a climate violator, right? So Al Gore would think that I'm a bad person.
Well, yeah, except Al Gore uses way more for himself.
Yeah, unless I was Al
like
Gore.
Like 23 times or some darn thing.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry. I just thought that was funny.
No, it is. Yeah. He uses like 23 times the national average of energy usage for his important private life. So basically what we do is we spec out a system, the size of the, now you can either go with a battery backup, and that's one way to be completely off grid. There are other ways so we can eliminate the need for big battery banks. And so that's another issue of how do we do that? Oversize the wing generator so you have more power. And so there's a number of things that go into the design. So some people write in, they go, well, what does one of them their 10 kilowatt systems work? I think I might need that one. It's like, no, we have to spec out what you're doing, because the last thing I want to do is have some guy think that he knows what he's doing, and then he gets it and it doesn't work. And, oh, I bought this thing and it doesn't work. Well, no, we have to spec out everybody's system. And some people might require much bigger battery backup. Some people might want a different type of system, so they don't need all of the batteries. And so there's so many variables. Some people might have a tree line where the tower has to get up above the tree line with the wing generator. And so that tower is going to be an expense, and the installation of the tower. So you see, this is a custom thing. It's not like a one size fits all. So at any rate, this is what we do for the individual. We go through a questionnaire, examine your profile of energy usage, what kind of system, then we spec out a system, and then we come along and give you a quote. And the first question we ask is, are you the owner of the land where this is going? And so we don't have people just what we call tire kickers. They just want to, you know, get an idea. These have to be serious people. And so the way you would, if you have a farm or a ranch and you're serious about getting away from that $2,000 to $5,000 a month electric bill, then there's an email address on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And you just write in and say, start the process. We send you a questionnaire and then we go back and forth. And also we're starting to install and look at installations for co-ops, which means there are multiple houses, multiple users in one central location and we couldn't put in a wing system that will cover a group of people. So anyway, those are options that are on the table. And what I want to do, my goal is to build the big ones, where we literally are powering the company, the country, and or there might be remote places. For example, there are a lot of warehouses now involved in raising crops. It might be lettuce. It might be medical marijuana. These people have big, big electric bills.
Because of the ultraviolet lights or what?
Yeah, they're running on lights indoors. Yeah, they have tremendous electric, and it's processing and pumping water for cleaning the product and all kinds of electrical expenses. So they might have, you know, $50,000 a month electric bill, or maybe they're a miner. They're mining Bitcoin or something. They have tremendous electrical usage, and they're paying a premium for electric pricing. So anyway, these are the target markets. Or say they're an island where they're burning number two fuel oil to create electricity, and they have wind blowing by like crazy all day long, all night long.
Mm.
Those are target markets for the wing generator. And the three-blade wind turbines and solar have already proven that they don't work. So the market is ripe. The electric companies are going bankrupt, something that wasn't happening even 2 years ago. So the whole industry is about ready to do a flip, 180-degree flip. And so the wing generator is positioned right now. By the way, it's patented. There are patent pendings. There are trademarks. There's all of the legal work is done on this. So and I have a corporate structure set up for investors. If investors want to get in on the ground floor, and I'm talking big investors, you know, $2 to $10 million minimum investment, people can get in on the ground floor. And I'm not going to explain all of that on the air, but
I think that people who are listening, and you know, they may not want to invest and all that, but they may know somebody, or they may be in a situation where they want to be independent. I think, hopefully, you're going to get attention by starting this smaller scale. You know, you start on a smaller scale. I think it's going to build momentum to bigger scale as people become independent and see how good it works, and also help perfect your model too. I think you're really going to get some attention. I'm excited about this. What's the site? JMCCSCI, or is there another specific site you want to send them? Where can people go?
No, the best place for the audience out there is jmccsci.com.
Is there a phone number?
There's an email address. I don't want people calling it just too much time just chatting with people. The first thing we do is we screen people to make sure that they're serious customers.
Right. You'll talk to them after you get down the road a little bit.
We will be talking with them. But we have to screen the people first to make sure we have serious customers, then what their needs are, and that we can do something for them. We have people that are in real low wind areas. Well, we could, you know, we can adapt to that, but they're not the prime customers. You know, with the profits, I can start putting it into the bigger models, just start making bigger and bigger and bigger until finally we get big enough to replace central power companies.
How big are we talking? How big, like for a small, like for my home or my house, you know, got a barn, some land, what have you. How big would something like that look? And how big for, you know, a big farm with 200 head of cattle, per se? How big is this wing generator?
Well, on a tower, you're talking about a 40 to say 80 foot tower. And the wing generator, say for a 50 kilowatt, something like that, it's only about 20 feet in diameter.
Really?
Depending on the wind situation, or it might be twice that if they have a lower wind situation, it might be 40 foot in diameter. And if you look at it, it looks like you're looking into a jet engine, basically. And they're very efficient. They're very lightweight. They're made of advanced composite materials, and they're like featherweight. They're very simple. The design is extremely simple, but like I say, it's patented, trademarked, and and on an international level. So it's, you know, it's something that we're very serious about marketing. And the clincher is the electronics. Now, if you go to a wind system or a solar system in the U.S., you'll find low voltage. My systems, I designed with very high voltage. So the wires are little fine gauge wire. So you can run a wire, you know, a couple hundred yards, and it's still small gauge, high voltage, and very few failure points. And then all of the control electronics, the that go with it, the inverters and everything, are high voltage. And so then we drop that down for, say, your farm. You probably have 220 service. Well, we would bring a 220 service, plug it into your system, and then you could switch between the grid or this system, or eventually, once you get confident enough, just completely switch off the grid.
Well, I think I, you know, for me personally, other people may have different reasons, whatever. I just like independence. And as,
right.
as we're going forward, I think that's going to be more and more a thing. So I just, right. for me, I just like independence.
Well, just imagine right now the farmers, I just read a story about the zoo, the Oakland Zoo, where they have tremendous energy needs for these animals. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be shut off from electricity. So now they're going to be running diesel generators to produce electricity. That's horribly inefficient. You know, and they probably have wind blowing by there all the time. And but PG&E bankruptcy, they're going to be basically dumped without electricity. This is going to be happening more and more in the United States.
Is this going to be driving people away from, you know, basically going to be pushing them to cities, off rural areas, and pushing them to cities?
Or the other way around. Some people might say, okay, enough of this city stuff. The joke in San
yeah.
Francisco is, the joke in San Francisco is now you're going to have a flashlight. So when you walk down the street, you don't start walk in human poop and needles. You know, that's what happens when you have Democrats running the city. You know, they're, oh, everybody is peace and love. Everybody is wonderful. You can do whatever you want. You know,
it's diverse. James, this is diversity. We can't have
diversity.
Just clean sidewalks everywhere. We want to have some with human feces on them. Let's be
that's
diverse.
Diversity. That's diverse. Believe me. You know, but there again, they let the Chinese come in and buy up land. They allow the companies to employ only, what do you call it? They're not even employees. They're contractors. So you have vast amounts of people from China and India working there, driving the regular people out of jobs. They don't have jobs. They don't have income. They're on a month to month, basically, not even a salary, it's just an income.
Yeah.
And they can't afford a house. The rents are
yeah.
through the roof, you know, $3,000 for a one room apartment. And so that's what the Democrats, that's the new Green Deal. But the joke
oh
is that, yeah, you're gonna need a flashlight in San Francisco so you can walk down the street and not step in poop.
Let me ask you another thing. Kind of we talked to beforehand, and I didn't think we'd get to it, but let me bring it up now. UBI, Universal Basic Income. So if then the city starts saying, well, we're going to give you $1,200 a month to supplement, you can use whatever you want or what have you. They've created such an environment where it's almost necessary to live. You could work your tail off, have a real decent job, and still, you couldn't even afford to live in a city like San Francisco. You have to have a UBI just to live.
You'd have to quit your job. How many people have lived their lives owing student loans and couldn't get a decent job? Or like with Obamacare, people couldn't get a job because their employer couldn't afford to pay the Obamacare fees. And so they had to remain as part-time employees working 39 hours a week. Forever, you know, and not being advanced to full-time employment.
I don't know how you feel, James, but the way I'm looking at things and I see this, and the way I feel you know, you feel in the back of your hair, on the back of your neck. I mean, we're just entering a totally different. I think anything's on the table. I think the deep state with Trump, with all this, with the impeachment, non-impeachment, finding out about the corruption with Ukraine, trying to keep that covered. I think anything is on the table right now. I just feel like we're in an environment where the more independent we can be, the more community we can have, the more we can rely on each other of like-minded people, and be independent at the same time, not diverse. Let's have unity behind these type of ideas. I just really feel these things are imperative right now. I don't know what goes through your mind.
There is a civil war going on for this country. And that when Trump was elected, remember, it was supposed to be Hillary. Right now, Daniel, you and I would be in a Hillary Clinton happy camp being reprogrammed. I'm not kidding you.
I know. Just look at China. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a movie. This is right now in China. And you can't even get on the internet here starting, I think, December 1st or the first, January 1st. You can't even get on the internet without a facial recognition scan. So they own your image and, right, and can identify everything you do.
No, got about a minute and a half. Country, yeah, she was supposed to take this country down. And that's not happening. So they are fighting. This is not about some stupid thing in the Ukraine with Trump. That's an excuse. They're fighting to take this country down because the people are regaining power and they can't stand it. You know, people like Schiff and Pelosi, they all have handlers. And those handlers are in there telling them, you get out there and you do this. Pelosi didn't want to impeach Trump. She knows she'll never get any place. They won't hold a vote on it in the House because it's a catch-22. Those swing seats in the House, they're going to lose them if they try this.
There's the music. We got about 30 seconds, James. And anything you want to comment of anything you said? I mean, just a fantastic interview. Fantastic to have you on. Any closing thoughts that you have?
Well, go to my webpage, jmccsci.com. If you're interested or if you know somebody that needs energy, or water, have energy and water solutions. And
could neighbors do this together? Could a bunch of neighbors?
Oh, yeah.
I think you hinted.
That's
okay.
What I said,
good.
The co-op. Yeah, the co-ops. And but anyway, just email the email address that's on my page, and then we'll get back to you.
Awesome. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, my friend. God keep you. God keep you safe, and continue to put out fantastic products and light and truth. We're with you. Thank you so much, James. God bless you. See you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.